Welcome to My Millennial Stories. Glenn James here. How you doing? We've got Jess and Jason today. Hello, friends. How are we?
Hello.
Hello.
So, I'm very well. Now, this is totally random. Jason, you've been a listener of the podcast for maybe around a year or so-ish.
Yep.
And Jess has jumped on board on an ad hoc occasion.
Yes.
And we ended up in a weird scenario. They were on the coast. We found out they like My Millennial Money. And the next thing, I'm like, let's do an episode.
Why not?
So, we're here now. So, what I want to do is tell your millennial story about money. And then we're going to have a little bit of a game between each other. I've given these guys some blank bits of paper and a pen. And I'm going to ask them some questions about each other and their money stuff just to see if they know what the other one's thinking. Does it sound fun, Jess?
Fun is not the word I would have used, but let's see how we go.
All right, sweet. Jason, you ready?
Awesome, let's go.
Your marriage hangs off the next half an hour.
Probably.
Yeah. All right, so I'll start with Jess. What was your view of money growing up? Or what's the earliest memory of money or the type of a view of money?
I didn't manage it very well because I didn't know how to. So I got a job when I was like 14 and 9 months. So I've always worked, but I just never knew how to handle the money. So I just always spent it, which was really bad.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So, Jason, what was your view of money growing up?
I've always kind of saved everything I had.
Yeah, okay.
But never had a huge amount of savings.
Right. Maybe you didn't have much to start with.
That's it. I didn't really have a part-time job when I was young. I used to help my neighbor mow lawns and I got like a tiny bit of money for that and that was it.
So, how long have you guys been together?
12 years.
12 years. Well done. Oh, that could have been a game. Yeah. Actually, first game for Jason, can you write down, or can you tell us we don't need to write this, the date of your wedding?
13th of October.
What year?
2018.
Yeah.
Are you right? Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm the one that gets it wrong.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There you go. There we go. So, how long were you dating before you got married?
11 years.
You've been together for a million years.
Yep.
And you've been married very recently.
Yes.
Yep.
How long, like when you guys met, how long was it till you moved in together?
A couple of weeks.
Yep. A couple. Okay. Wow.
Yep. That was an interesting situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your view on PDA?
Totally fine. Totally. Yeah. Although, we're at a good place now. At first I was like, not so much into it, and now we're fine.
We're good. We're good now.
I was going to say, like, you moved in pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when we moved in together, how long was it until we started to join our finances?
Probably good 5 or 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Anyway, we'll get back onto that, but when you got married, do you know how much... Actually, we'll do this as a game. I'll get you, get your bits of pen and paper. Don't cheat on each other. Write down how much the wedding cost. And I don't even have a reference of what's exactly right, but let's just see what they both guess here. So, we're going to do the big reveal of how much the wedding cost. So, Jess, do you want to read your bit of paper?
Okay. Mine says... 37K question mark because I'm not sure.
Yeah. And Jason, what did you?
I think it was about 38.
Oh, really? That was all right. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. So, and how did you guys go about saving for the wedding?
I think we just did it in increments. We just paid for things as they came up and knew that we had to save for them as things were coming up.
Yeah.
As we booked things, we just tried to save for that thing and then...
We did it over a year, so we had time. It's not like we didn't know it was coming up.
It did get hard towards the end when all the bills start coming in that last 4 weeks and you've got like 20 grand to pay off.
Yeah, wow. And what did you... So, your cash flow, did you spend money on a big engagement party? What was that like?
No, it was completely like no frills.
Yeah.
We thought so anyway. Yeah, no, it does add up anyway, but we tried to cut out a lot of things that we thought were... unnecessary. So, like, we just did away with the engagement party, did away with like kitchen teas and stuff like that, and just really just stuck to basics.
And how many people came to the wedding?
34
Yeah. 34
or
35,
I think.
Yeah, $1,000 a head ish.
Oh, that hurts.
So hang on, let's back up. Hang on. So tell me, walk us through this bloody wedding. So what was the, how did you do the wedding?
We picked a location first.
We actually, we didn't have a say, because as much as we wanted a particular type of wedding, because we were only having 30 guests, there were certain places that don't cater for 30 guests. So they had like minimums of about 60 or 80 people.
Or
so,
a minimum spend.
Yeah, or a minimum spend. And we didn't want to do either. So we thought we didn't have a choice. We had to go DIY.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we found this place, Red Leaf at Wollumbeyer, and...
Oh, I just had a wedding there.
It's, yeah.
Like Laura, who does the social media for this. It's like the, looks like the Spanish house.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we got married.
Yeah. Amazing place.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
We loved it the second we saw it and thought at least if we did it there, we could do our own thing.
Yeah, because she did the wedding down on the field and you walk the aisle through the trees and then the reception up in the courtyard.
Yep.
Yeah. So, oh, that was cool.
We loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it worked out well.
So, the big ticket items was obviously the venue itself. Mm-hmm. And what did you do for catering?
We had to get a caterer.
Catering wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. What I think it was the photography and the videography.
Yeah.
What was that, like hit. 10 grand?
Yeah. Yeah. Close to.
How many times have you watched the video?
Oh, don't get me started.
We only recently just got our album from the photographer because we took too long to pick the photos.
Yeah, and we don't actually have our video back because I still want to make changes and it's been over a year.
Oh, wow. Wow. But it was worth it, right, guys?
Totally.
It will be.
Totally.
Yeah. So, was any money contributed from family for the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, my dad threw in some money.
Yeah.
So, that was good.
That helped out a lot, actually.
So, given now you've been married for coming up, it'll be 2 years, I guess, in October. Any tips for somebody listening who are planning a wedding?
There's so much stuff you don't need.
Right. Like a video package worth 10 grand?
If that's I don't regret that at all. Yeah.
And I'm joking because...
No, that's... No, but...
there was much discussion about the video beforehand.
Yeah.
No, those were non-negotiable, the photography and the videography. But we didn't have a bridal party.
Because
we're having a tiny wedding and we just thought everyone that we is important to us is going to be there anyway. So did away with that. Just so much stuff that you don't need, really.
So much you can do on your own too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like decorations and things like that. I built a bar and then we just bought all our own alcohol and hired a bartender for the night.
Mm.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. And this is the thing, like, before you go on, like, everyone, like, our money's ours and it's no one else's business what we spend it on unless you're trafficking people.
Yep.
It's a bit of a problem, but you know what I mean? And it's important to you that you do want to have a very bespoke wedding, micro wedding almost, of under 40 people and really capture the day and make it special.
Yeah.
And if you're listening like, oh, that's ridiculous, well, shut up, it's not your money, who cares? Like, so that's kind of the thing you're saying is just really... Focus on what matters to you
and not what
other
you
people
want.
Say.
That's it. And everyone who went to the wedding knew that that was our style and they knew what to expect.
Everything that happened on the day was what we wanted.
Exactly.
And that was it.
Yeah. Love it. So where did you go for the honeymoon?
We did 5 days in Vanuatu, lying by a beach and drinking. And then we spent 2 weeks road tripping around New Zealand.
Yeah, great. And was that honeymoon price in the wedding spend or on top?
We factored it in.
Kind of.
But I think we weren't expecting to get money from family. Yeah. And then when we did, we could use that money towards the honeymoon.
We only booked the honeymoon 3 weeks before the wedding.
Yeah, great. Right? So. Yeah, sweet. So... Back to our money personalities per se, and I think I know the answer from what you said at the start. So, Jess, would you say Jason's a spender or saver by nature?
Totally a saver.
Totally a saver?
100%.
And Jason, what would you say Jess is by nature?
Spender.
Spender. So, how do you guys manage money as at today? So, talk us through... conceptual bank structures, where money goes into for pay, what we buy groceries with, savings accounts. How's that set up?
The last couple of years, we've had it our pay goes into our separate accounts, and then we each put a set amount into a shared account.
Right.
And that covers, it's enough to cover our groceries, our rent, any other bills we have, like Netflix or anything that we both pay for. And then there's usually leftover in there as well. So if we want to buy something for our apartment or anything like that, it usually goes through that card.
Yeah. So you've got one transactional account that's a shared account, which has a Visa debit card or whatever each.
Yep.
You've got your own personal Visa debit card accounts. So we've got three accounts. Are there any other accounts?
We usually have savings accounts.
Yeah.
For holidays or anything like that.
Yeah. And are they joint or in each other's name?
In each other's name.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. And are there any plans to restructure the system? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
It's been in the making for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
We've been trying to do the monthly money chat. I think we've had two meetings so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because I think you just want to make sure, like, do you guys know how much it costs you to exist?
I've been doing your spending plan.
Oh, you've done it? Yeah. Yep.
So we're sort of, we've got that now, and we're trying to work out what accounts to get and open them up, and we're probably procrastinating a little bit too much on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, and on this, we've been doing the spending plan, or I've been doing it.
I've been doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So but this is interesting because it's not as if Jess doesn't have a say, but because by nature you are the saver, it might gravitate to you making a few of the, I don't know, practical calls. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
And you enjoy it. Jay loves it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate, like, the money chats. When Jay says budget, I'm like, ugh, no.
Yeah. And that's why I never called the spending plan a budget, because I hate budgets, because I'm a spender like you.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun, but it's crazy as well because life's out of control.
Yep.
So, okay, interesting. And do you guys have any, like, money kind of tension or arguments ever? Like, if, you know, Miss Spender over here wants to
handle this one.
Yeah, so has there been any interesting things lately?
Not really. Like, we know what we're like, so we're kind of in a good pattern now. But I remember when we first got married, our very first argument was over this ottoman that I'd bought, and I, like, was so excited, like, it was on sale and I'd wanted one for ages.
Do you know how much it cost?
And it was $140. It was total bargain.
And, like, $140, two incomes, it's nothing. Shut up. Like,
and I brought it home and I even said to Jay, I'm like, look, it comes in blue. Like, and it's your favorite color, like, amazing. And I brought it home and he's like, so how much was it? And I said, oh, it was $140. And he was like, what? And he just couldn't get over it. And he was like, it doesn't even serve a purpose. Like, it's not even, you can't even sit on it.
You put your clothes on it, it stacks up, and that's it.
It's very, like, it's aesthetically pleasing. But that was our first argument. And then we got over it, and, like, it's fine now, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's another game that we're going to play. So grab your pens and your piece of paper. If I gave you both $5,000 tomorrow, I want you to write down what you think the other person would spend it on.
Oh.
And then, or do with it. So, you know, give it a charity or whatever it is. And then I want you to write down what you would do with it. Because we're just going to see how much these guys are in sync with each other's money priorities and goals.
I don't see this working out for me.
And then I'm going to take them both. So if you can write your name at the top. Oh, not really. I can see which one. So while these guys are doing this, this could be a good, like, if you do have a partner and you want to do something fun one night, like maybe when you go home tonight or whatever, if you're listening to this, grab it a favor and play a bit of a game. It's like, hey, let's play a game. We've both got given $5,000. I'm going to write down what I think you would do with it. And then you do the other one and then just see what the other one says. And it doesn't need to be $5,000. Like, if you're if you're James Packer, it might be if you got given $100 million. Or if you're a uni student and you're in a relationship with a lower income, it might be $300, whatever that is. Just have a bit of a experiment and a bit of fun and see what you think the other one's thinking.
Okay.
All right. So, Jason, I'll take yours. or Jay. What do you call him, Jess? Jason?
Jay. Yeah, but I think I'm the only one who calls him that.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Sorry, my laptop's bloody... All right. This is cute. Have you finished yours?
Yeah. Mine's like, if you can make sense of that.
Oh, yes. So, okay. Oh, this is interesting. So, Jay... I'm trying to work out this system here. So, Jason thinks Jess would put the money towards bedding, pillows, and things for the apartment.
Oh.
That's cute. Jason would put the money towards a new car.
Oh, interesting.
So, Jess, you have said that Jason would save the money.
Yeah.
In... What's that say? Sorry?
Like a little nest egg.
Yeah, like a little nest egg in a savings account.
Yep.
So you think he would just save the money?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you would put the money towards the car. So this is cute, isn't it? But they're on the same page. Ish. I mean,
ish.
I forgot about the Manchester thing about wanting.
Do you want to change yours?
No, that's fine. I do want more linen.
Every week, I need new sheets and pillows. We need the European pillows.
Yeah. So, well, that's like, Jess, you are so in tune with a goal of putting the money towards the car savings.
Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah. I have good intentions.
Yeah. But how good's good linen for your bed? So what's like, and I won't keep you guys all day, but Jess, what's your view on debt? As in personal loans, car loans. Is that rain? Wow. Crazy. So, folks, if you can hear the rain in the background, sorry. So, Jess, what's your view on debt, personal loans? Have you ever had a credit card? Have you ever had car loans?
I've had a car loan, but I paid it off relatively quickly. And we've taken out loans in the past and we've tried to pay them off as quickly as possible.
Yep.
So I hate debt, hate having stuff on my credit card. I try to pay stuff back straight away.
Yep. Jeez, a spender with a credit card.
Oh, wild. I'm not. No, it's no? not. Yeah, if I could chop them all up and get rid of them, I would. Yeah.
That's really raining out there.
Yeah.
What do we do? Tin roof. Anyway, we'll keep, sorry guys, listening. It's only the diehards that are listening 20 minutes in anyway, so it's all good. What up, peeps? The people that are just checking out the podcast aren't listening now. And your view on debt, Mr. Saver?
I hate it.
Yeah. Can't weird that. It. Very weird. So, we're going to play another game. What is... I want you to write down your... If there was a five-year goal that you guys are working towards... What do you think that goal is? And you can write that down. So, yes, apologies. Our studio roof is tin and it's raining, but we're welcoming the rain. All right. Can I have your bit of paper, please, Jess? All right. So, the five-year goal, Jess has put down a house deposit. That's cool. And Jason's put down buying more crypto.
Oh, God.
No, joking. He's also put buying a house or an apartment. So, there we go. You're on the same page. That's awesome.
5 years, crypto could boom. You never know.
Yeah. Jason and I were talking about crypto before we started recording. And then we'll play one other game. What do you think your biggest money challenge to date has been? In the relationship or biggest money issue that you've both maybe had. And while you're doing that, so you're saving for a house, you are currently renting, is that correct? Sweet. And how long do you realistically think you'll be able to get a house or an apartment in 5 years or?
I think 5 years is realistic. I hope so.
Yeah. We'll get onto the spending plan, my friend.
Yep.
That's what we've got to do. That's what it's there for. No point buying it and not using it.
That's all right.
It's a bit of a hard one, that biggest challenge, but it's interesting. All right. Got Jess's one. This makes a great entertainment. All right. So the biggest challenge that Jason thought, surviving on one income while living overseas. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Where did you live overseas?
We lived in the UK for a year and a half.
Yeah. What were you? And why was there one income? Was one looking for work or?
It took me forever to get work.
Really? What did you end up doing over there? Because Jason's a carpenter by trade.
Yeah, no one would take me on without a vehicle or tools.
Right.
So I found it really, really hard for the first few months.
Yeah. Okay. So you had a bit of a staycation.
Yeah.
And what were you doing, Jess?
I was just doing some like temp receptionist work just to get us through.
Yeah.
So I was lucky. I found a really good job.
Yeah. Any tips for those wanting to move to England for a couple of years?
Yeah. Try to look outside of London.
Yeah.
So we lived in Manchester and we loved it. And there's a lot of job opportunities. Cost of living is better. So London's not the be all and end all.
Yeah, that's interesting because I was thinking like if you're moving down to Australia, I mean, Sydney, Newcastle, Brisbane, Melbourne, it's like, well, maybe Newcastle. Maybe Brisbane, you know what I mean? Like, because Sydney's so flipping expensive. So that's a really good tip for those if you are thinking, don't just head to London because it's bloody expensive.
We had a brand new one-bedroom apartment in the CBD for practically minimum wage, could cover it for months.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. So Jess's biggest challenge, she thought the relationship has, was accepting that with both combining our income, there is no more yours or mine, basically.
Yeah.
Yours versus mine.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. So if you are listening, and you could do this little game, like even if you both have some financial goals or life goals, both of you just write down your top five goals each and then show each other the goals and then discuss it and then just prioritize them in order. And then work on them together. And it might be we'll do this because it's important to you. And then we'll get that done. And then we'll work on this or that. So, yeah. Well, we might end it there because of the rain. But thanks so much for having a chat, having a bit of fun on My Millennial Story. So, thanks everyone for listening. And this has been Jess and Jason from Sydney. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
If you're after personal financial advice, this podcast is not for you. But if you do want a financial advisor or mortgage broker to talk with about your own personal situation, head over to sortyourmoneyout.com, click Get Help, and we'll put you in touch with one of our trusted professionals.
My Millennial Money supports A21. A21 is a non-profit organization that exists to abolish slavery everywhere. These guys rescue real people from human trafficking across the world. If you want to learn more about how you can contribute to the fight against human trafficking, check out a21.org/AU.
Thanks to Jess Knaus, executive producer, Laura from La La Social Club, and me, Asher. Anyway, make sure you stay connected via Instagram, our free Facebook group, or if you want to turn it up a notch and be on the inside of the show, become a member of M3 Private. For further information about what's going on, check out the links in the show notes.